It is a melancholy object to those who walk through this great town or travel in the country when they see the streets, the roads, and cabin doors crowded with beggars of the female sex, followed by 3, 4, or 6 children, all in rags and importuning every passage for an alms. These mothers, instead of being able to work for their honest livelihood, are forced to employ all their time in strolling to beg sustenance for their helpless infants, who, as they grow up, either turn thieves for want of work, or leave their dear native country to fight for the pretender in Spain, or sell themselves into Barbados. I think it's agreed by all parties that this prodigious number of children in the arms, or on the backs, or at the heels of their mothers, and frequently of their fathers, is in the present deplorable state of the kingdom a very great additional grievance. And therefore, whoever could find out a fair, cheap, and easy method of making these children sound useful members of the commonwealth would deserve so well of the public as to have his statue set up for the preserver of the nation. And then for the discussion. The song and the text actually have kind of the same message. Of course, it's from the text of the author's way of way of thinking, not the narrators. But the message is help and feed the poor. In the song, he sings pray for the other ones because there are ones who have less than we have. He also says there's a world outside your window. It's a world of dread and fear. It means that we should look beyond our own problems and see things in a bit bigger perspective, because there are many in the world who need help. The two texts are from very different times. The song is from 1984 and the text is written in 1729, but despite that they have the same message, which is feed the world who want to have this.